Radio Malassia.
News break. This month's news in the Republic of Malassia.
State visits, media, tour, and moon pies. 15 September 2024. Saturday, 14 September 2024, was quite the amazing day in Malassia. To start with, President Liefeldt of the United Republic of Kalhalta visited Malassia for the first state visit between our two nations. Kalhalta's home is in the Bay Area, about 5 hours' drive west of Malassia. President Liefeldt arrived with his First Lady Jessica at 9:39 a.m. Malassian Standard Time and was immediately escorted to Republic Square, where the Kalhaltan flag was raised alongside that of Malassia. Subsequent to playing both nations' national anthem, His Excellency awarded Malassia's Friendship Medal to President Liefeldt, customary for visiting heads of state. In turn, President Liefeldt awarded the Kalhalta Medal of Unity to the President. As well, we were honored to welcome Princess Larissa of the Queendom of Hotjamistan, a prominent state in the great nation of Slowjamistan. The princess was welcomed with honors to our nation in a ceremony in Republic Square. The president was proud to award her a Malassia Friendship Medal as well. Following the ceremony, the President and First Lady took President Liefeldt and Princess Larissa on a tour of Malassia, accompanied by a large group of tourists, as this day was also the September tour of Malassia. At the beginning of the tour, a bounty of moon pies were shared to all visitors celebrating Moon Pie Festival, one of Malassia's tastier holidays. It was very special to share this holiday with our visitors. During the subsequent tour, the group saw all the sights of our nation. Following the tour, all of our guests bid farewell to Malassia as they returned to their homes. His Excellency then sat in the shade next to Government House to participate in an interview with a media team visiting from Southern California. It was a busy, wonderful day in Malassia, and we wish all the best to our visitors, dignitaries, royalty, media, and everyone.
In other news, Generalissimo Francisco Franco is still dead.
The 2024 Misfit Regatta, 30 September 2024. On 28 September 2024, the Republic of Malassia hosted the 2024 Misfit Regatta. Inspired by the famous Hinley-on-Todd Regatta held in Alice Springs, Australia, the Misfit Regatta is a dry-land cardboard boat race. It takes place on Misfit Flats, some 16 Imperial Nortons east of Malassia. Famed for being filming location for the Clark Gable Marilyn Monroe movie The Misfits, the flat is an open, dry lake bed perfect for racing. At 11:39 a.m. Malassian Standard Time, the racers arrived at the race location and helped set up the start and finish lines. Then at about 12 p.m. Malassian Standard Time, the first race took place, with the cameras rolling and spectators cheering. There were several races held, including the kids only, adults, group, and group backwards, guys only, ladies only, sideways, spinning, and a special princess race. A total of 7 racers competed, and competed with all their might with much to be proud of. After 9 races, the event ended with a demolition derby, generally destroying the cardboard boats. This year's regatta was a resounding success, the 7th of many, with one planned every other year at this time. Future races may include an obstacle course and a competition for best boat. Well done, racers. See you in 2 years.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Fly above the trees.
you from across the stars. Hold me without weight. Mystify me with peace. Lay awake and embrace the time. Your memory's my resting place. Deliver me from a cold, dark space. I just wanna flow with you in the sea and let it carry me. I just wanna fly above the trees. For all that's come and gone.
That's not right.
Strange Adventure. Every nerve in Jason Grimm's body was drawn taut as his horse picked its way along the narrow trail through the deep night. The distant rhythm of a ceremonial drum emphasized rather than disturbed the tomb-like stillness of the Haitian jungle. Jason approached a small clearing where the trail crossed another path. The moonlight trickled to the ground like the spectral sweat of a ghost. Jason's horse gave a frenzied snort and reared. Jason fell to the ground as the horse, terrified, plunged into the jungle. Stepping into the eerie moonlight was a figure that might at one time have been a man. Jason couldn't move but stared transfixed. Approaching him was a skeleton with skin drawn drum tight over the bones. The skull was hairless. The eyes were so sunken they seemed to be missing. His body was draped with filthy rags. The figure was oblivious of Jason, but gazed ahead with that ghastly stare. It stalked across the clearing, following its original path. Clenching his fists and tensing his muscles to keep from trembling, Jason struggled to his feet. His brain whirled with disbelief, but he was unable to deny his eyes. He had seen a zombie, one of the living dead. Jason followed the creature. Perhaps it would lead to Dr. Thompson, the scientist he was daring the weird dangers of Haiti to find out. The doctor had come to Haiti several months ago to pierce the mortuary curtain which entombed the secret of the living dead. The zombie led to an opening in the jungle. At the edge of the clearing were several hovels, not much higher than mounded graves. Jason fought back, a gasp of horror. The moonlight showed several zombies hunched on the ground. It was a little while before Jason realized he was at the edge of a sugar plantation. He saw a mansion just ahead and started toward it. As he edged around the zombie settlement, a voice startled him.
Good evening, monsieur. What brings you here?
Jason saw a suave Haitian standing in the shadows.
My horse threw me and I followed this path hoping to find my way out of the jungle.
You seem to have been shaking up. Come to my house. Perhaps I can help you.
Jason and his host settled on the veranda of the plantation house. The Haitian was extremely cordial.
You could perhaps use a drink. I mix the best in Haiti.
Jason accepted the tall drink. As he lifted it to his lips, a shot rang out and a bullet shattered the glass. A white man ran from the jungle shouting, "Don't drink that!" It was Dr. Thompson. The two men headed back toward civilization and the doctor explained,
"The man who owns that plantation gets his workers by giving that drink to natives. It's made from the juice of a native plant.
It stuns their brains and they become robot slaves. He knew that you had seen his victims, and you, my friend, were next.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Treasure Ship, our next tale of strange adventure.
Listening to Radio Molossia.
Truth is stranger than fiction. This is the truth. This is Ripley. Believe it or not.
A bride in the Matakam tribe in Africa always wears half a pumpkin dyed red as a hat. Then, when she has a baby, the pumpkin is reversed on her head to serve as the infant's cradle. Believe it or not. In a moment, I'll tell you about the Well of Death.
Are you bored? Are you looking for entertainment? Then swing by the Bijou Theater for the latest newsreels and Molossian movies.
The Well of Death, located in the prison of the Seven Towers in Istanbul, was aptly named. It has a long and sorrowful history. Literally thousands of state prisoners who were beheaded by the order of reigning sultans found no final resting place here. After death, their bodies were dropped into the well, which, because of its unusual location, was bottomless. Once dropped into the well, the bodies were always washed out to sea, believe it or not.
If I get to liking someone, they ain't around long.
I notice when you get to disliking someone, they ain't around for long either.
Radio Molossia.